Hey everybody, I wanted to share with you one of the secrets, you know, when it comes to helping people, one of the secrets to the success about helping people, and something that is innate and natural to us that we don't necessarily admit. You know, I was so flattered, I had somebody tell me today on how I've been helpful to them on a personal level, both in their careers and, you know, in their personal lives. And what if I told you that, you know, by helping others, we help ourselves? So I always tell people, be a thief, the biggest thief of the human spirit. And what I mean by that is, you know, steal from other people's energy, but be a willing giver of your energy to somebody else so that they're a willing recipient. So what do I mean by that? Well, pay it forward. You know, I'm not talking about somebody buys you a cup of coffee, making sure you buy the next person a cup of coffee in line. That's nice. That's, you know, being a philanthropist. I love that type of stuff. But what I'm talking about is, you know, if you've experienced something, right? If you have some type of credibility, some type of expertise, some type of a scar on your face, you know, maybe sharing your secret as to avoid somebody else from experiencing that same dilemma, that same adversity, that same stress, that same strife. You know, maybe sharing your expertise. You might not have the confidence in yourself that you do have an expertise, but let me tell you, everybody has something to offer. I don't care, from the custodian to the chief of police of a police department. You know, everybody has something to offer in terms of a skill, you know, a secret, a craft, a tactic, a procedure, anything, or a life experience. Lord knows there's people with life experience that you can't judge every book by its cover. So don't make the mistake of judging people based upon how many plaques they have on the wall or how many ribbons they wear upon their breast. You know, judge people by sometimes the path that they've walked. And everybody's got an expertise or some type of shared experience that if they put it out there, other people can blossom, other people can prosper, other people, you know, can gain wealth and make those deposits into their wellness accounts. And that's something that we should all be, you know, willing participants of. So, you know, I'm so blessed to be part of a team that, you know, we're all out there. Each one of us are given, you know, our craft and what we're successful at in terms of the industry, but more importantly, given our spirit, right? In the hopes that the people that we're giving our spirit to, our time, our energy, in the hopes that they'll then pass that on to the next person in line, right? So, you know, if you're a recipient of any type of blessing, of any type of training, of any type of knowledge or information or bulletin or any type of, hey, heads up, or hey, here's a coupon for, you know, pay that forward. You don't have to tuck that away into your secret pocket where, you know, nobody else is ever going to be privy to see it. I always say that we can always make what we do and how we do it better, but that's only if everybody is willing to collectively participate in that. It can't ever be a one-way street, right? One-way streets only lead to backups, traffic jams, and road rage incidents. You know, make it a two-way street. If you receive information or you receive some type of something to make you better than what you were before, pay it forward. Do that for somebody else. I'll tell you flat out, you know, there is nothing better than the feeling of, you may never think that you'll need it, but when you need somebody's support, somebody's guidance, somebody's help, a shoulder, whatever that case may be, even though if you're always that person, or at least for the most part for everybody else, very nice thing to know that you've made enough deposits into other people's wellness accounts that you can go ahead and make a withdrawal every once in a while for yourself, right? That's the key to longevity. That's the key to this game. And that's the key to being successful at this game. As always, God bless you. Be safe. Looking forward to meeting you guys out in PA next week for Ivory Tower. Like I said, guys, please, if you guys ever need anything from the expertise and the craft of so many of the instructors, or if it's just somebody to talk to and reach out to, you know that we're all here. We all got you. Be safe. Have a great weekend. God bless. Enjoy the sunshine.